Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 7 on 560 KLZ The Source, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Thank you so much for joining us. Our number is 303-477-5600, and we want to thank you for joining us. I will apologize up front for my voice this morning. A little frog in the throat, as they say. So, see, this is when we need FM radio, where you can really talk low, you know, that kind of thing. But thank you so much for joining us, and hope everyone will have a great, safe weekend. Got a jam-packed show, and introduce our guest in studio, and then we're going to get right to the phones. I have Lisa Thompson and Donnell Johnson. They are pro staffers with Mossy Oak, and Lisa is also a pro staffer with Cabela's, and Donnell with Bass Pro, and then Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting. She's been a sponsor of our show ever since we started, and ladies, welcome.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
I feel a little overrun. Red is out of town, and so this show is for females as well as men, and I told them before we started, it does smell a lot better in here than normally when we have all just guys, so it's a good show. Again, our number, 303-477-5600. Let's go to the phones. I've got Lan Tawney on the line. Lan, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
We are doing great. Okay, tell us a little bit about your event that's going to be going on next weekend.
Sure. Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is having our third annual rendezvous in Denver, down at the Denver Red Lion South. It starts Friday night. We kick it off 7 p.m. with our Backcountry Bash, which basically $20 gets you in the door, a year membership to Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, some appetizers, and then we've got a live band called Simpler Times, and one of their songs is called Dark Timber, and another one is Headed to the Backcountry.
Oh, okay, cool. And this is going to be held at the Red Lion Hotel, Denver Southeast, 3200 South Parker Road. And go ahead.
Yeah, and we're gonna have a bunch of raffles that night too. We've been lucky to work with Kimber Firearms. We're going to have a pistol and a rifle from Kimber. We got some Vortex Optics, Mystery Ranch backpacks, some First Light gear, etc. We also got a thing we're calling the Conservation Carnival, which will be just a bunch of different games to play. So it should be actually a really good time. And we've also, the last thing I guess I would say is that Big Sky Brewery is our beer sponsor that night, so we'll have a bunch of good beer from Big Sky Brewery as well.
All right. And then so Friday night it'll start at 7, and then it'll go to approximately about what time?
About 10 o'clock.
Okay, about 10. And then tell us what's going on Saturday.
Yeah, so Saturday we got a good lineup of seminars and panels. And so some of the seminars, I won't name them all, but we got a thing called 10 Car Fishing, which is fishing with a fixed line without a reel. How to butcher your own meat. Arapaho Meat's coming in and talking to us about that. And then packing lightly. It's another thing that we're, you know, to get in the backcountry, you got to learn how to pack your pack as light as you can. And in the afternoon, we're going to have two panels. One of those is going to be just technology and hunting. Recently, we led the ban of using drones for hunting in Colorado, and so it's just kind of a follow-up to that. And then the other one I think will be interesting for the ladies that are up in the studio this morning is we're having a women in hunting panel. And this women in hunting panel will include a woman who won Extreme Huntress of the Year. She's from Idaho. Another woman who owns Seek Outside, which is a tent company. And then a woman from D.C. who is a lobbyist for Ducks Unlimited. And then our conservation director, who's a woman from Idaho.
Okay, great.
And then later that night, we'll have our banquet. We've got Hal Herring, who writes for Field and Stream, who's coming in as our keynote speaker. Senator Udall also will make a stop by. And that night we'll have some live auction for some duck hunts, elk hunts, fishing trips, and then a bunch of gear again and a little bit of art.
Okay. And then now I've got a number for Caitlin. Is that the best number to give out?
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Okay. You can call Caitlin at 406-370-4325, 406-370-4325, For more information on this, you can also check out the website. And that's just backcountryhunters.org, right?
That is right, Steve.
Okay, backcountryhunters.org. And again, you can call Caitlin, 406-370-4325. We will be there Friday night and Saturday evening, Sportsman of Colorado, and we will look forward and we will do all we can to help you guys promote this. And, you know, I'll just throw this out anytime to you, too, that you want to, if you got anything going on just around the state, whatever, feel free to give us a call and, you know, we'll get you guys on and help you in any way we can.
I appreciate that, Scott. You know, we're a national organization. We have chapters and 15 states, but Colorado is our strongest chapter. And when we started 10 years ago, they were our first chapter as well. So they've been around a long time and they're doing some great work.
Okay, great. All right, well, Lan, thanks for getting up early and coming on a few minutes with us. And we will look forward to meeting you on Friday. And we will mention this several times on a weekday show we do here as well on 560.
All right, thanks, Scott, right. And have a great weekend.
Okay, appreciate it. That's Lan Tawney, and he is with Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Again, that's next weekend. It's the 2014 annual rendezvous, Redline Hotel, Denver Southeast, 3200 South Parker Road. If you want more information, check out the website, backcountryhunters.org. The phone number to call, and a lady named Caitlin can help you, is 406-370-4325. Okay, man, we got so much going on here trying to figure out what to go to next. I'll tell you what, we are going to do something, and we're going to get into this in a little bit, but tell you what, we'll take caller number three. I always say the first caller. So let's do caller number three. Here's what we're going to do, and you'll understand why this is such a great value in a moment. But our guest today, Lisa and Donnell, they are giving us something to give away here, and this is Big Game Digital Maps, Colorado's, let's see, it's version 8.0. All right, statewide units. It's over 2,000 maps. I'll tell you what, why don't one of you? So I'm not reading everything here.
That's all right. We have about 2,800 maps on here. We have mule deer, antelope, elk concentrations for everything west of I-25. Everything east of I-25, we have whitetail, turkey, goose, and pheasant. And then we have a new statewide map that shows turkey concentrations. So if guys are getting ready for their turkey hunt coming up, they can load that on their iPhone or their Droid, and they can know exactly where they are in terms of where the animals are concentrated. And they can also look and see where the public and private land are.
Okay. And this has a retail value of
$100.
$100. Mm-hmm. All right. Caller number three. 303-477-5600, and we will get this to you. And I actually have one of these. I haven't learned to work it yet, but that's my fault because it looks very easy, and Donnell's going to they're going to explain that as we go on a little bit further. Again, our number 303-477-5600. One more thing I want to mention before we get to our guests. The National Wild Turkey Federation, they are also having something on March 29th. It is the 15th annual Heritage Fundraiser, Rampart Range Local Chapter. It is Saturday, March 29th at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, Kirk Hall, 500 Fairgrounds Drive in Castle Rock. Tickets there are $60 for singles, $75 for couples, so that's a great deal. $20 for the young kids there, and $275 for sponsors. And if you can call Mike Llewellyn. Mike's number is 303-419-4581, 303-419-4581, and tell Mike you heard about him on Sportsman of Colorado Radio. But this is a great event. We've got a lot of deals going on. We're going to be talking about the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundations that same night, so we may split up here and Red go to one and me go to the other, but we are going to be attending both of these events, and that is March 29th at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, and that starts at 4:30, dinner at 6. All right, again, caller number three, we will get you these great digital maps, and huntdata.com is the website for that as well.
We will be at the Turkey Federation as well, too, auctioning off some of our products.
Oh, all right, okay, cool. All right, maybe I'll go to yours then. I'll let that go together. Okay. Again, our number is 303-477-5600. We got about 3 minutes before break, so I'll tell you what, let's just kind of go around and and you guys, everybody's been on before, but Lisa, why don't you take a minute and just tell briefly about yourself a little bit, and then we'll go to Donnell and Tina, and then we'll go to a break.
I'm Lisa Thompson, and I'm a native of Montana, and I've lived here in Colorado some time. I am a mother of twin daughters that are 12, and I'm an avid outdoors person. And just recently, as Scott said, I I signed on with Cabela's this year to be on their pro staff, and Donnell and I are both on the Mossy Oak pro staff. And so what that has done is my trade is elementary education, so I'm a teacher by trade. And so what I've been doing for Cabela's and Mossy Oak both is that I've been teaching. Last weekend I taught, Donnell and I both taught intro to turkey hunting. And so I'm teaching and I'm in my passion of the outdoors. So I couldn't ask for more fun right now in my life. So
that's it. And see, elementary education. So if you're talking to guys, you're in the right venue.
They never like to read directions.
I
found it very useful so far.
Do women, honestly, and you can be honest, do women listen better at deals like that, or do most guys come in thinking they know everything?
No, the classes I've taught so far that we've taught together, I think I've had a very good audience, and there are some veteran hunters, obviously, mm-hmm. but they're coming, they're advertised really well, and they're coming to learn something they don't know, and hopefully I learned something from them.
Sometimes if you pick up one thing, you know, right. I mean, if you've hunted a lot, sometimes it's one or two little things right. you can do different to make right. that a successful hunt. Yeah.
And I've hunted all my life. I came out of a big hunting family myself. But I would never in a million years tell you I know everything about the outdoors and hunting. So I learn from them, too. We sit down and talk even after the class or during the questions and stuff. And I'm always amazed at the things that I have, that they bring to the table that I've learned, too. So I would never say I've learned it all myself. So.
Right. Okay. Lisa.
Donnell.
I mean, I'm sorry, Donnell.
That's all right.
I'm looking right at you.
I was going to say I had somebody call into our company last week, and it was the wife because she was willing to read through the directions, and I was helping support her there. So we do have a support line if you do have issues, which is 303-663-4878. But I came from Oklahoma. My father was also a huge outdoorsman, but it wasn't until I got married later and my husband formed this company that I started helping with the hunting shows about 20 years ago and just got into it. I love the outdoors as well. I'm an athlete and love to be competing. And so it was just kind of fun to get backcountry and got into archery and love that. I have a 21-year-old daughter who just recently got married and a 19-year-old son works at Bass Pro in Colorado Springs and then a 17-year-old daughter, and she's playing at Colorado Crossroads today. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Tina.
Hi, I'm Tina Francone. I'm owner and senior firearms instructor at Straightforward Shooting. I've been shooting for about a little over 30 years, and you know, I didn't get into shooting because I had, I grew up shooting. I got into it because our son got into Cub Scouts and they needed somebody to run the range for the Valley District of Boy Scouts. So that's kind of how I backed into shooting. And I figured if I could teach 8-year-old boys how to shoot, I could teach adults how to shoot. I'm a little fuzzy this morning. I just came from a scout lockdown. They had the rec center for the evening. I think they're all on their way home right now. But,
oh, wow. So not much sleep.
So I've been up since about 2. So I just came, slid right into the studio. It kind of worked out really nicely,
well, good
though.
Good deal. Good deal. All right, let's go to the phones. Looks like we got a winner, Mark Perez. Mark, how are you?
Paul, I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm doing great. So you'd like these digital maps, huh?
You know what? I'm planning on doing my first backcountry archery elk hunt this year, and that'll work out great.
All right, good deal. Well, I'll tell you what, I've got your phone number. I will call you right after 8 o'clock after the show, and then you and I will figure out how to hook up, and I'll get this to you.
Sounds great. Thank you for the opportunity.
No, thank you for listening, and thanks for calling in.
Congratulations.
We appreciate it. All right. We got to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking to these ladies a little bit more. This is Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit AcademyRoofingInc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality, handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
We normally don't think about our garage door until it won't operate properly. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you about the company I trust, Affordable Door. Pete and Mary Ann have over 20 years of experience in garage doors, from repairs to replacement. Affordable Doors does it all. A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com. Call 303-680-8440. Ask Mary Ann for your Sportsman of Colorado special. Call now, 303-680-8440.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergallery.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, in studio joined with Tina Francone, Lisa Thompson, Donnell Johnson. Tell you about a new sponsor we just picked up a couple of weeks ago in Colorado Springs. We were at the Boat and Outdoor Show there and met some gentlemen from Valdez, Alaska. And this is Summertime Charters. And a gentleman by the name of Rod Myers. I'll give you Rod's number, 720-989-9662, 720-989-9662. And this is an unbelievable type of boat, first of all. I don't want to tell you wrong, but I believe they told me it was like 47 or 57-foot boat. And looking at pictures of it, it's just amazing. But they will tailor, you know, a cruise just for you, and try to figure out, you know, what you want to do there. But I mean, they've got all the reservations and rates on their website. It's summertimealaskacharters.com. In Prince William Sound, it's over 12,000 square miles, and just a lot of cool things. And Rod's going to be on the show here, I believe, in 2 weeks to kind of go into more detail. And did I write down the wrong number there? I sure did. Tell you what, I'm going to get you Rod's number. Again, I must have wrote down that wrong here. Bear with me. Okay, I'm going to have to get that for you. Check out the website, Summertime Alaska Charters. And a gentleman by the name of Rod Myers. And then I will get that phone number here before we end the show today. But that is Summertime Charters in Valdez, Alaska. And Rod will be on the show in a couple of weeks. Okay, let's talk turkey. All right, good deal. Now, first of all, tell us what people can expect when they come to one of your classes.
Well, they're going to they're going to hear some gobbling, and they're going to hear some clucking. But it's intro to turkey hunting, and turkey hunting starts here on April 13th here in Colorado. And I say that because all the other states start earlier. I think Nebraska is March 26th and Kansas or whatnot. But what they're going to learn is what a wild turkey looks like and how we have Merriam's and Rio's were introduced. They're going to learn the characteristics. They're going to learn their patterns, how you want to put a bird to roost at night and how to hunt them in the morning. And in the evening before they go back to the roost, of course, you never would hunt them in the roost because that's not kosher. What else would they learn, Donnell?
Well, we also give out the maps for the turkey concentration, so that helps them when they're out, knowing that they're at least in the habitat where turkey would be.
Sure.
They're east-facing on their roost, typically, so that just for protection and heat and all of that.
We show them how to put decoy placements, and that's important, trying to call a turkey in. We also demonstrate calling for them and showing them different calls and just some things you might need out in the field. And just if you were never turkey hunted or have turkey hunted and struggle trying to even get the birds to come in and how to maybe get them to come to your decoys and how that would look. So we've demonstrated all that the last few weekends. That's what we've been teaching over at the Cabela's Lone Tree. We've had a couple of classes over there, and they were pretty full. It was fun.
And we have the upcoming class
what's coming
March
next.
29th. It's the same time as the National Wildlife Turkey Federation that night. But at noon, we'll be down in Colorado Springs doing a class. And then afterwards, we stay around for some consulting time with people.
That's at Bass Pro.
Bass Pro South. That's the Colorado Springs at noon. And then we'll also be at Colorado Springs at 4 o'clock up at the Denver store up north.
You said we'll be at Colorado Springs, but we'll be in Denver at the Bass Pro at 4 doing the turkey class there.
Okay. Great.
And it doesn't start till our April 13th. So it's important if that's something you, even if you know a lot about turkey, if you want to learn maybe a little bit more, it's not just our class. There's going to be a lot of experts there of seminars all day long at both stores.
Up at the Bass Pro, they're actually going to be having different professionals within the store doing calls, and kids get to come and try to find who's calling and get a prize. So it's kind of a cool thing they're doing this year. That's up at the Bass Pro Denver.
Okay, cool. What would you say are probably the two or three of the most common mistakes people make when turkey hunting?
Well, first and foremost is, I'm going to just start one, is they don't apply. And most of Colorado is over the counter, but just applying and getting some preference points, even for turkey. The second common mistake, I would say number one in the field, is patience.
Mm-hmm.
About the time you're ready to call it good or whatever, and you stand up in your blind or by your tree or wherever you're at, 9 out of 10 times it happens all the time, and people do it elk hunting too. I call it turkey hunting, miniature elk hunting, is they spook everything that was coming in because they just don't have the patience. Mm-hmm. They're not on the same clock as the animal or whatever you're trying to call in. And so patience, patience, patience. And I'm not great at that myself. So
don't watch us, but in theory,
don't do what I say.
One last thing, probably the biggest mistake people do turkey hunting, and I think they do it elk hunting too, is calling's important. A gobble's important to know when where they roost, but I think it's important I think people overcall, and once you got the turkey committed, they're gobbling and they're coming in. They have you pinpointed. They do this every day of their life, and they have you pinpointed. So I think to let the turkey come to you is important. I think to keep calling, I think a lot of people say they hang up at 80 yards or 100 yards, and it's because they keep clucking and they keep calling and calling, and that isn't normal all the time. So I think all the experts I've even listened to and talked to, that's the one thing they say is people, once they got that turkey committed, they can hear them gobble to their clucking or to their gobble off the roost or whatever. Just let them come. Just be patient. And it comes back to patience.
Do you want to be near the roost set up calling, or do you want to be...
You just have to be careful. You don't want to hunt the roost because you will move the birds. I mean, they are sensitive to that. But if you kind of see their patterns, one of the things we say when you go out there and scout, you don't call when you're scouting because there's a chance you're going to call them in and scare them and you're going to move them to another roost. So when you're out there in the field, you're looking for their strutting in the sand. You'll see where they've been scratching. You'll see their droppings. There's actually a difference between male and female droppings as well. We talk about that in the class. And a young gobbler is a Jake. Young hen is a Jenny, which a lot of people don't know that. But anyway, when you're out in the field scouting, we don't do a lot of calling. We're just kind of looking for sign. But we leave the calling for opening day because they are very sensitive. Their eyesight's amazing. So we make sure we actually use a tent because I'm not good enough to sit still. I'm just not.
And then the camo is very, I mean,
oh, camo's face covering. Huge. I mean, camo's huge.
Because they see a flash of skin, whatever, they're gone.
Right. It's funny, just even when we're hunting with people, you can just see the whites of someone's eyes even when they're camoed. I even wear like camo sunglasses, but yeah, it's amazing their eyesight.
Well, and camo is important. If you're in the forest, you should wear greens and what the forest you're in. If you're out in the eastern plains, you should match the terrain. And something we've learned, we do a lot out of a ground blind. And we always wear camo inside the ground blind, and we realize that's probably not the smartest thing we've ever done. The ground blind inside is black, like you're wearing here today. And I know going forward, Donnell and I and anybody that's in the blind with us will be wearing black. Because actually the camo stands out in the blind. And we, even in our blind,
you got this backdrop setting of black, and then they see that.
There's
movement.
This tree sitting in there.
Yeah, and there's a tree in the middle of the tent. Turkey goes, something's wrong here. Yeah.
And we paint up even inside the blind. I mean, our faces are completely painted. A lot of people will wear covers over their face, and they just seem to get in my way. But I get the turkey paint or, you know, the camo paint, and I paint all my forehead because your highlights are your cheeks, your chin. And turkeys are smart. They can see a long ways. They cannot smell. But what they can't smell, they can see. And a movement of just a hair movement, they can see that.
And for bow hunting, it becomes even more complicated being able to draw when they're within range. And yeah.
If you have any turkey questions, we got the experts here. Give us a call at 303-477-5600. Again, our guest, Lisa and Donnell, and they are pro staffers with Mossy Oak. And then Lisa is with Cabela's, and Donnell is with Bass Pro. Check out these classes. It will be March 29th at noon at the Bass Pro in Colorado Springs. And then on the same day, Denver at 4. Mm-hmm. Wow, you guys are hustling. Okay, Denver location there off I-70 at 4 p.m. And what do they want to do if they want to register? They need to register or just show up?
You can just show up.
Okay.
And then even on April 5th, that Lone Tree Cabela's, it'll be Ladies Day Out. And I will definitely be hitting the turkey there with the ladies and the children and men, too. But it's just called Ladies Day Out because the ladies come and they get discounts and all that sort of thing. So at Cabela's Lone Tree and Thornton, it will be Ladies Day Out on April 5th. And then in Sydney, Nebraska, on April 26th at Cabela's, it's Ladies Day Out there, too. So, and turkey hunting goes all the way through May. So I'll be touching on those in the stores there, too. So,
well, each of those Saturday mornings close to that, call me,
okay,
and I'll get you guys on just from calling in or whatever, okay,
right,
so we can promote all these. You got a couple of calls. We got to take a break, but give us a couple of samples on your calls.
Well, here is...
And tell who they are and who makes them and all that kind of stuff.
Well, there's a lot of makers, but the ones I have here is from Primos, and this is a gobble, and this is a great place to know where they're roosting. And once you put them in the... Like Donnell was talking earlier... don't call when you're scouting. What you do is you scout right in the evening, and they're very vocal. They're a very social bird. So when they get into the roost, a lot of times you can see them or fly into the roost. If you can find where the roost is and set up 200 or 300 yards away, I mean, they're going to fly down 100 yards, probably 75 yards, 100 yards when they fly down. And so they'll gobble. You'll know where they're at because they're very social. They're like geese. They like to talk. So anyway, here's a gobble from Primos. And it's a great locator. And then we have the hens cluck, and here would be a cluck. It's my new call. Here we go.
There we go. That's better.
And this is a box call. This is just a Cabela's brand box call, but there's many box calls, and there's easy ones, there's hand ones. There's so many calls out there you could be overwhelmed. But get something easy that if you've never done this before.
Because like Red, I mean, he talks about like the mouthpiece type deal, he can't do.
I gag.
Yeah, he gags, yeah.
Exactly.
And so maybe it's because his mouth is always moving.
New box call.
Maybe we talk too much or something, I don't know.
But this one, this...
Just shake it.
See, give it a go, Scott. There
Anybody can do that.
Hey, anybody can do that. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. So this is actually just something, just a handheld deal. You just shake, and so you don't have. And it'd be easy to set down real quick, or you could almost
hang it around your neck.
Yeah, hanging around your neck, or yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's pretty amazing. It's hard to mess up.
These ladies have been so kind. They're going to give us one more of the big digital game maps to give away. First caller this time.
Wow.
We'll be right back. Kim, stay on the line. We'll be right back after this break.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Test your skills in the dense brush by the river or guard the Alamo. Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. Located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call now for your Sportsman of Colorado special. The number is 303-762-6160 or visit their website, paintballadventuresofdenver.com. Visit their pro shop at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Early retirement? Changing jobs? Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roloff Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. Thank you so much for joining us. Our number 303-477-5600. Let's go to the phones. We've got Kim on the line. Kim, how can we help you?
I just wondered if there was anyone that, any women in my area in Fort Collins or Bellevue that like to hunt.
Actually, we have a new group on our Facebook. It's Divas Hunt. And then the letter N, and then divas.com. And we're creating that for that exactly, because women are wanting to network more. Uh-huh. And so we're creating a social group out there under, when you go to facebook.com/hunt, the letter N, and then divas, D-I-V-A-S. And I've same thing, I've had some people sending me private messages saying, I'm looking for a woman down south to hunt. So if you post that on our wall and tell them your location, we've got a couple hundred followers, so it's brand new, but we're trying to help women to network so they don't have to hunt alone.
Okay.
So if you'll go to hunt and the letter N and then divas, D-I-V-A-S.com, and under Facebook.
Okay.
Okay?
And also, I live in game unit 19, and there's lots of turkeys. And I was wondering, I hear them out my back door in the spring gobbling.
Well, if you get on Facebook and send me a message, I'll send you the 19 turkey map. So,
okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Kim. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. All right. I gave out the improper number a minute ago for summertime charters and Rod Myers. Let me give you the correct number, 303-929-6889, 303-929-6889. And again, this is summertime charters out of Valdez, Alaska. Rod is local, though, so you can meet him and talk with him, and he can answer all your questions, and he will be on the show here in just a couple of weeks. Okay, let's go to Tina Francone real quick. Tina Francone is the owner of Straightforward Shooting and a no stranger to our show. So Tina, tell us a little bit about what you've been up to with your classes.
Well, good morning. Class-wise, we've been doing, we're getting towards spring break here. And so the week of spring break, or Jefferson County spring break, we're doing a rifle class. And we like to call it Kids Rifle Camp, although adults are welcome as well. But Tuesday and Wednesday, I believe that's the 26th and the 27th of, it was probably 25th and 26th of March, we'll be doing a kids' rifle class out at the firing line. That's 20 South Potomac Street in Aurora. And we'll be doing the NRA basic rifle course. So, and we found that most kids, it's easier for them to start with a rifle than it is for a pistol. It's hard to shoot a pistol, so we like to make it easy for them. So, we'll go over everything. We'll go over parts. We'll go over ammunition, how to clean a gun. We'll actually field strip and clean in class. And then, of course, we'll be shooting. So, if you're interested in that, or if you have kids that are interested in that, please give me a call.
And I tell you, I think it's a great thing to get kids involved. You know, when I say an early age, a decent age, but in Texas, it's kind of like, boy, if you hadn't killed your deer by 6 or 7, you're not really into hunting. So, I think I talk to a lot of parents, and they talk about guns, they'll hear the show, and they say, oh, no, we could never have guns. We don't want our kids involved with guns. And most of the time, that's just a lack of knowledge on their part, and not demeaning anyone by saying that. But, you know, as the old saying goes, guns don't kill people. People kill people, okay?
That's right. Exactly.
And, just to get them some knowledge. Now, if someone, I don't know if this is maybe something that we could create for you, Tina, but maybe a family kind of deal where some people could come and maybe bring a couple of kids, and maybe it's just an instructional class to talk about guns or something. You know,
sure. You know what? What we've been doing too is for people who say, "Well, you know, I really don't know if I want to shoot, you know, as a sport, but I'd really like to try it." The third Tuesdays of the month, out at the firing line, we're doing Target Practice Tuesdays, and for our Sportsman of Colorado listeners, it's normally $40. We're going to give you that for $35. That includes a firearm if you need it, or you're welcome to bring your own firearm. But it's just an opportunity for you to go and to practice, to have a little bit of coaching. We do have on staff all NRA certified instructors. We're not just going to put you out on the line and let you hang out there. We're going to watch you, make sure that you're being safe with your firearm, and provide a little bit of coaching. So, if you wanted to try shooting and you weren't sure how to do that, the third Tuesday of the month, this month is the 18th, from 5 to 6 or from 6 to 7, out at the firing line. We're limiting it to 8 people per session, so that we can, actually give you some individualized coaching on that. But come out and join us and see if you like it. I think you will. But.
Right. And I did fail to mention, Tina is a NRA certified instructor. She's been active in the shooting sports and training sports for 20 years. They do pistol, revolver, rifle, muzzle loading, and a lot of different types of classes. So go to her website, straightforwardshooting.com. Her number is 720-989-9662, 720-989-9662. And, I think probably one thing that all of us that have our permits fail to do, and that's practice.
Exactly.
You know? First of all, we go through the big ammo issues, and first of all, you couldn't even find ammo. I mean, when you could,
you had to open escrow to get some.
Yeah, to buy it. But now all that seems to have loosened up. But just talk about the importance of really knowing your weapon and getting out there and doing some practice.
Well, you know, most of your listeners, Scott, they probably already have their concealed handgun permit or they're familiar with firearms through hunting or, you know, they participate in the shooting sports, you know, just target practice kind of stuff. But even if you're an experienced shooter, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of practice. Lots of people get their concealed handgun permits and have the mindset that they're going to go out and defend the universe. And really, that's not so. That's not our job. That's what we have law enforcement for. And, you know, really our purpose as citizens is we do, thank God, have the ability to defend ourselves and our families against a criminal attack. And really, the mindset that you have to have for that is, you know, it's not shoot to kill. It's shoot to, you know, you're shooting to defend yourself. You're going
to stop the threat.
To stop
That's kind of the key, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Stop the threat. I think I mentioned the other day, you know, shooting to kill is murder. You're shooting to stop that threat that's advancing to you. You're in immediate danger of losing your life or a limb or a loved one. And you are entitled to stop the threat. But sometimes, most times, we accomplish this best by just removing yourself from the situation, or better yet, just don't put yourself in a place where you could be exposed to a criminal attack. You know, for instance, people say to me all the time, you're a firearms instructor, you've had martial arts training, you carry a concealed firearm, you can go anywhere you want. And that's not true, because I'm not going to go walking down Colfax at midnight just because I have the ability to defend myself. That's just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and my job and really my responsibility is not to place myself in a situation where I would have to defend. You know, really, I should try and stay away from places where I know that I could be in danger. But really, sometimes you find yourself in a situation that you hadn't planned. So what is your plan? You need to have that plan B in place. You need to have thought that through beforehand, because the time to develop your self-defense plan is not in the middle of a criminal attack. You know, and we can help you do that. The focus of all of our classes is really twofold. Proficiency with your tool of choice, whether it's pepper spray, a handgun, shotgun, baton, whatever your tool of choice is. So you have to have proficiency with that. But then you also have to have the attitude portion. Again, you avoid obviously dangerous places. You remain situationally aware of your surroundings. And importantly, you remove yourself at the first sign of danger. But if none of that works, you assess the threat. Is it life-threatening? If it is, then you need to have the mindset that you are going to defend your life with your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to continue to fight until you've stopped that threat, you know, for most people, this is kind of an uncomfortable thought. You know, we don't like to think of, you know, well, I would fight to the death. It's scary. For most people, for me, it's scary.
You look at this high-speed chase we had just the other day, and a couple of lessons from that. One, don't leave a kid in a car when you go in to get coffee. That's the one lesson, and the guy stole the car and ended up hijacking another couple of cars. But it appeared that those driver's doors were all open when he ran up and jerked the door open. And Kevin Flesh, one of our attorneys and partner on the show here with Sportsman of Colorado as well, we were talking yesterday. I said, hey, okay, so I'm in my car. That guy runs up, jerks my car door open. I got a weapon. Would I have been in a legal right at that mm-hmm. time to fire? And he said, absolutely, because, you know, you're being threatened and they've entered your car. You know, now, if you're standing at, you hear your car start out in your driveway and somebody's stealing it, I can't shoot from the porch and shoot the guy.
Exactly.
You know, that
exactly.
kind of deal. But, you know, I wish one of those people would have had a weapon. See, if that guy would have jerked my truck door open, hey, that chase would have been over.
Over
in a heartbeat. The helicopter wouldn't have spent all that gas money, yeah. But thankfully, no one was really seriously injured. I guess the trooper there got hit when the guy was going over 100 miles an hour. Our thoughts and prayers are certainly with him and his family. But, man, you can't do stupid things like that. Leave a kid in the car. And
I wanted to add to that, if you don't mind. I got my concealed weapons license about 5 years ago. And I think the thing that surprised me the most is I think at the time, and I'm sure it's doubled by then, but I think they said 78,000 people in Colorado have a concealed weapons license.
It's quadrupled.
Okay, it's quadrupled. But at that time, 5 years ago, not one person with a concealed weapons had killed or shot anybody in Colorado. So I think it's a myth out there that everyone's packing heat and shooting everyone. I think that's a myth. And I just want to reiterate what Tina was saying. I meant, it's not just what are you going to do, but it doesn't happen very often. And I think that people that do carry concealed most often do look at their surroundings more because they took the time to go get their concealed and to go get fingerprinted and to go to the courthouse and do all the things. It's a process, and you have to do due diligence just to get the concealed weapon. So anyway, I don't know what the statistics are today, but five years ago.
I've had mine 8 years. I've never come close to having it.
Right.
But I know I got it.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing is that there is a misconception with people, and I'll just mention briefly, our legislators in the Colorado State and House, you know, people who don't carry, who aren't familiar with firearms, have some preconceived notion that, you know, I get up in the morning and I strap it on and I go looking for an opportunity to defend the universe. And really, that's not true. I get up in the morning and I go to Costco, you know. My obligation is to protect myself and my family. It's not to go out and look for a vigilante opportunity. And praise God, I mean, in the 30 years that I've been shooting, I've never had to deploy my firearm in self-defense.
And I tell you, you can be a 100% in the right, and we've seen this over the last couple of years in a few cases. Your life's going to change forever. Too.
Absolutely.
I mean, the minute you pull that trigger.
Absolutely. There are legal consequences. There are moral consequences in using your firearm in self-defense because there are consequences. I've talked to just about every sheriff or district attorney in the state of Colorado, and I've asked them, what's going to happen? Am I going to jail if I use my firearm to defend myself? And the answer is, nobody can give me a clear answer on that. What I do know is that you will be questioned. You'll probably be taken away in handcuffs. You will be detained for some questioning. You will take a blood test. They want to determine whether or not you're under the influence of drugs or alcohol. They will confiscate your firearm. Are you going to spend the night in jail? I don't know.
Right.
It's situational. It's going to depend on the situation.
You've got a concealed weapon permit. You ought to put this phone number in your phone, 303-806-8886. That's Kevin Flesch. He's our attorney. And here's what Kevin says to do, and then we're going to get back to Lisa and Donnell here. But what Kevin says, let's say you're in your home. Bad guy enters the house. You use your weapon, you shoot them, and you've stopped the threat, and let's say they're either dead or, you know, detained where they can't get up. You do want to call 911, and here's what you want to say, exactly like this. There's been a shooting, and I've been the victim of a crime. You got to remember, all this is taped. So you say, I've been the victim of a crime. You describe what you're wearing, because, you know, when cops get there, they get radio call, shots fired. When they come in, you know, they're not sipping coffee. They're fired up, and, I mean, they're ready to go, too. And, you know, they know weapons are there, and they don't want to get shot. So you describe what you're wearing, whatever, what the bad guy's wearing, and tell them maybe what room of the house you're in. Hang up. Now, the 911 operator will probably want you to stay on. But here's what you don't want. You don't want your wife screaming in the background, I can't believe you shot him. Okay? You know, whatever. Or kids. And then hang up. When the cops get there, they said, make sure, you know, you've got your hands up when they come through or whatever. You know, because he said they've had instances where maybe a husband and wife, they were hugging. Because, I mean, it's after it's over, it's going to be an emotional deal. They're hugging. Cops walk in. They don't know if you're choking her. She's a good person, bad person, whatever. So you ought to be separated a bit. But also, we had heard different deals about unloading the weapon, securing it. Now that's a crime scene.
Absolutely.
You can't do that. Lay the weapon down, of course, where the bad guy can't get to it, whatever, as close to where you can of where the shooting happened. When the police get there, they're going to start firing questions. You have to identify yourself. After that, your only answer is, I want my attorney. Well, I know, but we just need these few things. I want my attorney. And say nothing but that, okay? Now, like Tina said, might they arrest you? Probably, and take you to jail, but then call Kevin, 303-806-8886. He will promptly get to you. He's a gun guy, and I think that's important when you hire an attorney, and he will help you. But tell Kevin everything that happened, then let him go be your spokesman to the police, because it's an emotional thing, and you do not want to say something that's going to incriminate yourself.
Yeah, and what happens really in those life-threatening situations is actually something chemical goes on in your brain, and, you know, you're not thinking clearly. Your brain is scrambled. Events are out of sequence. Time is slowed. It's sped up. You're not thinking clearly. And, you know, and Scott's not suggesting neither. I'm sure Kevin is not suggesting that you be, obstruct justice, you know.
Oh, no, no,
but,
no.
But understand that law enforcement, God bless them because they have a hard job to do. But law enforcement's job is to preserve evidence and to preserve a crime scene and to make a case for the prosecution. So in that sense, they're not necessarily on your side. So even most law enforcement agencies will have a period of time after when an officer is involved in a shooting, usually a 24-hour period, that they're not obligated to speak about that incident, that shooting incident, and we as citizens should be afforded that right too. You know, you don't have to be nasty about it, but, you know, look, I've just been through a life-threatening situation. I'm really rattled. I'm shook up. I need to talk to my lawyer. I am happy to give you any other information you need. I will not speak about this shooting incident until after I've spoken with my lawyer. In 24 hours, I'll be happy to cooperate fully with
right.
you.
Tina Francone, 720-989-9662, straightforwardshooting.com is her website. And a lot of great classes and even some non-lethal type of classes she offers. So give her a call, 720-989-9662. We kind of blew through that break, but I'm having fun, so my sponsors, please forgive me. Okay. Let's talk to Donnell for a minute. Now, again, let's explain just a little bit about the maps. And again, they gave me one more to give away. First caller, 303-477-5600, give us a call. But talk just a little bit about the maps and what those are all about.
Okay, the maps, they work on several platforms. They work on your Garmin, they work on iPhone, iPad, they work on Google Earth, they work on your Droid. So we have the digital maps show a lot of things where the elk or antelope, mule deer, whitetail, where they're concentrated based on 10-year studies that the Parks and Wildlife did. It's great information. I've been using it since 2000. It's helped me shoot 13 elk, so it's helped me be, and I've jumped around different units, and I'm getting into where the elk are concentrated by summer or by winter. If I'm a rifle hunter or muzzleloader, I would use the summer ranges. What's fun, too, right now is shed hunting. So right now, all the elk are starting to lose their sheds, and so Lisa's and her family has done it for years. It's like the big Easter egg hunt up in the mountains. It's a great family event to go into one of the winter ranges and get in there and find some of those big sheds. Her husband found a 6x7 last year or 7x7, huge horns. And then you can do things with that, do some fun furniture. But anyway, those are different types of concentrations that are on. What's nice, again, when you're in your iPhone in the backcountry, I actually use a Mophie case with that. It has a backup just for safety if my phone dies on me, but it runs off satellite, so it doesn't matter if I have cell service. And so once I load the maps, I load them before I leave any kind of 3G or Wi-Fi. I have those land use maps. I can see when I'm on public and private land. We've had people tell us how we've saved them from ranchers who come out and sometimes claim land is theirs and it's not. Sure. So we have BLM
and
lands in there.
It happens a lot.
I've done hunting shows for 20 years. Happens a lot. They like to bully sometimes when you're on the land up that butts up against theirs. So you can drop waypoints. It actually does GPS tracking just like a Garmin does. So the new iPhone app is awesome. It's a free app, and then our maps work with it. So it's a great tool. You can be dropping pins, and you can take a point of an elk herd or a cool meadow or a great wallow, and you can mark that up. You can export those waypoints, throw it into Google Earth when you come home, and shade those maps on top of Google Earth as well. So they're great tools. They're some of my favorite products we've ever come out with. So
I do want to mention real quick here, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, their event is also Saturday, March the 29th. A new location this year, Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Denver Tech Center, located off of I-25 in Bellevue. You need to go to the website, RMEF, for Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, rmefdenver.org, and get your tickets, because they are closing in on filling that up. And I tell you, it's a great event. If you've never attended this, this is a first-class deal. They're looking for around 500 folks to be there. It's a high-energy evening characterized by great camaraderie, good food and drink, and with a carnival-like atmosphere, and plenty of auctions and raffles. And Steve is a good buddy of ours that we can help you get more information there. But if you need us, you can email me, Scott, at Sportsman of Colorado. You can email Steve with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, steve@openingcolorado.com. But that's the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and they're going to be on the show next week. Oh, let's hit your dates real quick here. Again, for all your classes.
Okay. At Donnell and I will be at Bass Pro on March 29th. We'll be in the Colorado Springs store at
noon
to 1, and then we'll be head up to Denver and teach a turkey class up at the Denver one at the Bass Pro, and that's at 4. And then on April 5th at Cabela's Lone Tree, it's Ladies' Day Out. And I know Thornton has it too, but I'll be at Ladies' Day Out at Lone Tree. And Donnell, I'm not sure she's going to be at that one. We're negotiating that one.
Okay.
And Cabela's Sydney is April 26th, and that's, I think this radio station goes up to Nebraska.
Yes.
That's on April 26th in Sydney, Ladies' Day Out in Sydney, and I'll be there also. And we're negotiating on that one. Donnell has a lot going on this spring, so... But I will be at those for sure. And just one last important date before we leave the show here today, April 1st, all the tags have to be in Colorado.
A big game.
And it's plan your hunt, but I'd say by the end of March have those in. But the key to applying to Colorado is understanding the preference point system. If you don't, you're more than welcome to contact huntdata.com. Donnell and I do consulting also on that. The preference points is a whole other show. But if when in doubt, apply. That's all I can tell you is apply.
You get one point a year per animal.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's a general code. Every animal species has a general code of 999, and you can look in your regs. Understanding an A tag to an AB tag and to a C tag, a lot of people don't realize they can hunt different seasons. They can bow hunt. They can rifle hunt. And I talked to a native the other day of Colorado that's never had a preference point in Colorado and didn't understand it. So,
all right, ladies, thank you. Tina Francone, Straightforward Shooting. Lisa Thompson. Donnell Johnson. Thank you, ladies. And have a great weekend. This has been Sportsman of Colorado Radio. We'll be back next week. So everyone have a great, safe, fun weekend. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We'll talk to you next week.